Hello and welcome to our podcast sponsored by the National Aging and Disability Transportation Center. My name is Julie Dupree and I am a training and technical assistance specialist with NADTC and Easter Seals. I am joined today by my colleague Ken Thompson, who is a training and technical assistance specialist. And Ken provides a whole host of supports and services and expertise on the ADA. And he's really familiar in all sorts of types of programs and transit information. He's our real go-to guy, and today he's going to be sharing some of his knowledge and expertise on reduced fare programs, specifically the types of programs that are out there, some common trends that we see in the transportation industry, and he'll be talking about incentives and some of the parameters of things like eligibility that relate to these programs. So we're so happy that Ken is with us today to share his knowledge with everyone, and thank you for listening to this podcast. I'll go ahead and get started. Ken, I was really curious if there are transit providers that are out there that are required to offer reduced transit fares to seniors, people with disabilities, or Medicare card holders.
Well, yes, there is. The requirement really is under the Section 5307 program, which is the Urbanized Area Formula Funding Program of the Federal Transit Act, which says that the transit providers, which are federally funded, may not charge more than half of the peak fare for fixed route transit during off-peak hours. And this is for seniors, people with disabilities, and Medicare card holders. And the confusion a lot of times is that people think it's really part of the Americans with Disability Act, but it's really not part of the ADA. Rather, it's a general condition placed upon those who receive the 5307 funding, and so that's where that requirement comes from.
All right, and by reduced fare programs, what types of programs are you referring to?
Well, there's kind of a variety of fare incentive programs for people with disabilities used by transit systems, and so the programs that are in existence are things like half fare, or sometimes programs that are less than half fare, during all fixed route and service hours. Some people also offer just off-peak reduced fare hours as specified in the requirement of the law. Some transit systems also offer a no-fare or free ride for individuals certified as ADA paratransit eligible on the fixed route. And then sometimes there are no fare for people certified for ADA paratransit that are qualified in other ways, which could be people that have received or are receiving travel training, and so they get to ride while they're in the travel training program. So the primary purpose of the FTA half fare requirement is to make fixed route transit services more affordable to seniors and people with disabilities, so that many seniors and people with disabilities have limited incomes, and seniors or others or people with disabilities may not drive a car or must rely on public transportation for their community activities. So just a way to help people who may not have so much money or means to get around, to have an incentive or way to use the transit system.
Thanks, Ken. And kind of speaking of incentives, how do these incentives help?
Well, the whole idea of these fare incentives is to encourage riders with disabilities, and that might even include your ADA paratransit riders, is to use fixed route service. So, you know, the incentive is that it's convenient for the rider, so there may be no need to schedule the ADA trip. It makes it easier to travel with friends and family because there's no limitation on how many people bring along for a ride on the ADA paratransit. You could have a limit to bring, one companion, but on these trips you can bring anybody you want. Cost riding savings to a rider. Think about on fixed route fare, for example, it's $2, and it's just kind of a general example. An ADA paratransit could be no more than double that $2, or it could be $4. So for the rider, it would be cheaper. And the other thing about convenience is that you can ride whenever you want. As far as transit, there's a cost savings. ADA paratransit costs on average, this is kind of a rough average, kind of looking at all the numbers on the ADA paratransit trips, but it's about $35 for a paratransit trip. And if you look at the average cost of an unlinked bus trip, it's around $4. And unlinked means that's the, from one part of the trip, not with any other parts. So that transit agencies that offer reduced fare on fixed route will extend that discount also to weekly and monthly passes. So example of that would be that the half fare monthly pass will be half the price of a full fare pass, and that's also an incentive for people to ride that system.
All right, and how about eligibility?
Eligibility, kind of our favorite topic sometimes, but eligibility for program usually involves an application. It could be a submission of a form for verification or some way you gotta get that information. And the verification is to ensure that the person really is a senior of a certain age group or a person with disability. As the law requires, Medicare card holders who show the federally issued red, white, and blue card can get half fare discount. An area of confusion is that some people get Medicare and Medicaid confused. There is not really any discount for Medicaid card holders. The point, though, is that even Medicaid card holders who may use Medicaid services for certain trips can also apply for some of these reduced fare programs as people with disabilities. Now, often in your transit system, there's some electronic fare payment in place that could be either a swipe card or it could be a tap card or some other system. And so in most situations, that reduced fare will be automatically applied for eligible riders because that information would be connected to the electronic system. It might be inside the card itself as a part of the identification, or it may be in the back end when that rider's ID is processed that the reduced fare is applied to the card. And ADA paratransit eligible riders in a lot of situations will be able just to show their ID or fare card and then ride at a reduced fare, and that happens in some situations and some systems where the system is fairly simple in that way.
This is a whole lot of wonderful information. I'm sure that our listeners will pick up on something new, just as I have today for sure. Do you have any other thoughts on how, in theory, these programs and incentives can really work for people, and that understanding that these incentives are available, and while ensuring accessibility, any other thoughts on how to just make these work well?
Well, actually, my thought really is that for any kind of program that works well in transit, you need to reach out to people with disabilities and seniors so that they understand the program and limitations. For new or potential transit riders, you need to include information about the fare incentive program and applications, and you want to get this information to people through like transit fairs, any kind of transit orientation efforts, like if you take a bus to a senior program or a senior fair also, you can provide the reduced fare information to people. And anytime you have any kind of big public gatherings, I know in some transit systems, whenever there's the local fair, they have a section where they bring transit buses to the fair, actually. And one transit system was kind of interesting. They say, not only do we offer buses at the fair, but we'll give you a ride to the fair, and they build that whole package that the drop-off point for the transit bus is actually at the fare gate where the transit buses are for the demonstration. I thought that was clever. And so that's what you want to do. You want to get the bus and the information about the reduced fare programs to the people. And also, just keep in mind, it's very important to ensure that accessible equipment, such as your securement areas, the ramps and lifts on the buses, along with the stop announcement system, are maintained in an operable condition, and that bus operators are trained to serve people with disabilities and seniors in a courteous manner. Because if you do that, then more people will continue to use your system. And some transit systems are developing and offering reduced fare programs to children, to public school students, universities, active duty military people, qualified veterans with disability. And my son, who's in college, likes the fact that he has a transit pass, which is his school ID card, and he can use that to get off campus, and he's become a good transit rider. So anyway, so just think of all these reduced fare programs that are really beneficial to everyone. Transit is in the business of moving people, and we want to connect people to the community, so we want to keep rides affordable and keep the rides accessible so that all of us can live, work, and participate in the community. So enjoy the ride. And again, thanks for listening. If you have questions, always give me a call.
Great. Thank you so much, Ken. This is just awesome. As Ken mentioned, you can give him a call or touch base with NADTC, the National Aging Disability Transportation Center, at nadtc.org. It has all of our contact information and the variety of ways you can get in touch with Ken or anyone else that can assist you. It also has details information on our upcoming training opportunities like webinars, online courses, and events like this podcast today. So thank you again for your time and listening. Thanks again to Ken, and we'll see you for the next podcast.